People hate these people. No. I've been saying this since the election. Like, the Democrats have never been less popular. There's just nobody to turn to that, you know, until Trump. And even, you know, the jury's still kind of out, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But there's no one to really to turn to. People don't want this, like, POC, gay, tranny, like 70s socialist cabal to, like, take over the country. They don't want it. Mixed in, especially with the things that, everything they hate about the right, like corporatism and international, like, people don't fucking want this stuff.
Well, and I mean, there's never been a better time than right now if you are anti-immigration, pro-gun. I mean, you know, I've said this a million times, like, you know, in the past, it's always been about the social issues and abortion and gay marriage and all this stuff is always on the ballot. None of those issues are on the ballot. There's nothing for those Republicans. They don't have to fight a headwind. And the Democrats have handed this to them by going full open borders, full gun ban. Mm-hmm. Like, those are the issues that are on the docket in the midterms. Like, those are the issues that you run on to win. And for guys like John Kasich and some of these other, like, cucks like Mitt Romney and whatever, that think that they're going to take the Republican Party back to what it was before, are just insane. Like, there's evidence, and there's going to be every round of primaries that show that these types of candidates are winning their races. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a knockout blow to these cucks. And it's not just that. They can no longer, since the blue wave isn't materializing, they can no longer point to Trumpism and say that that's a losing strategy. They can't, because what it's doing is it's surging. There's the Reuters 5-day rolling poll, which was really actually pretty good during the election in 2016, is back out, and it shows that the general ballot right now, the Dems have a 1-point advantage. 3 months ago, they had a 16-point advantage. Now they have a 1-point advantage. It's been falling precipitously.